This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 83 for Friday, September 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is trading to both sides of unchanged Friday morning, with the buys slightly lower, seeing some consolidation above nearby support. Canola 70 cents to $2.90 lower. The November contract down only 70 cents at $714.80 per ton. After trending lower for most of the past month, the November contract appears to have uncovered support around the $710 level. Outside markets are providing little direction, with Chicago soy oil mixed, Malaysian palm oil steady, and European rapeseed up slightly. The USDA releases its quarterly stocks data later today, and any surprises in those numbers will likely dictate the eventual direction in the markets ahead of the close. In the US, the grains and oilseeds are all holding within a few pennies of unchanged, with pre-report positioning the feature. The possibility of a US government shutdown this weekend is also keeping some caution in the futures markets. In addition, China will be celebrating its Golden Week holidays over the next week. That's limiting their participation in the global export market. Soybeans down 2 cents in the November contract at $12.98 per bushel. Ahead of the stocks report, average trade estimates call for a soybean carryout of about 242 million bushels. If realized, that would be the tightest level in 7 years, and well below last year's 274 million bushels. The advancing U.S. harvest was another feature in the background. Corn, it is slightly lower in the most active months, down 2 cents in December at 486 and three quarters per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales of 250,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Expectations ahead of today's report are for larger U.S. corn carryout stocks compared to a year ago, with average trade guesses of around 1.4 billion bushels. U.S. wheat futures are posting small losses. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in December at $7.45 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents at $6.82 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also down 3 cents in December at $5.75 and three quarters. In addition to the quarterly stocks data, the USDA will also release its small gains grains report today that will update the country's wheat production numbers by class. Average trade guesses expect total wheat production in the country will be revised slightly lower from earlier estimates. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.